All right, guys. Let's start this thing. Mm-hmm. You guys ready?
Do that.
All right.
Let's start it and fart it.
Love this. We're going to coin a new phrase.
Yep, already. Kick the tires and fart the fires.
Okay. Just give me some clean air to start this. Kick this up.
You got it.
Big old fart. Clean air.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. Sorry, I
got in one. Let's keep going.
Well, I was peeking in addition to saying a hey.
Peeking Dan. Mm-hmm.
Hey, everyone, welcome to the Flophouse. This is a Flophouse mini. It's when we do on the off weeks of our show. We don't watch a bad movie and we talk about it. We sort of do whatever. It's kind of a free for all. We've been sort of trading the reins for the Flophouse minis. Sorry, I've been Dan McCoy. I'll say that before we get into this.
Cool. Yeah. I'm Stuart Wellington.
I'm Elliot Kalin. Ready to say my name, unlike my two co-hosts.
You did it. Okay, well, I'm not
game, so that's game, point game Elliot a surprise.
Let's point Elliot in the name game. Let's check the scoreboard. With Banana, it's Dan. Banana Fofama, it's Stuart. And Banana Fama, whatever the rest of it is, that's Elliot. So Elliot is currently in the lead on the name game.
I was saying that we've been trading around who takes the wheel. And I feel like we should make a bigger deal of that because it's kind of a fun element of these minis that one of us...
We should mention it more in the television advertising that we buy, the commercials that we get.
Yeah.
We should make it clear to the audience because I think it is a sort of a...
Because right now the billboards we purchased just say the Flophouse Minis, try them, but they don't mention the host element. Yeah.
Should we play ourselves in the commercials or should we have actors play us? Because
That's a good question.
I mean, we're not professional actors. I mean, Elliot kind of is.
And no, look, let
I'm
me
a
get...
semi-professional dilettante.
And I saw Dan in a college performance of Hair, and he was pretty good.
Yeah, let me...
He didn't get naked, though.
I was Claude. So I sang Manchester, England, England. Mm-hmm. I sang Where Do I Go? At the end, I had a big part in The Flesh Failures / Let the Sunshine In.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you the Flesh Failure, that you didn't get nude at that show. Come on.
Exactly.
Put your money on the table. Yep.
Uh-huh. That's another name for bloops at the end of a porno. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of bloops, this intro. Hey, can I say the point that I wanted to make, which was I think that the audience would appreciate these minis knowing that part of the fun of them is one of us gets to impose some sort of stricture or concept on the others. Mm-hmm. And, it really brings out sort of the sadist side of the Flophouse where we get to, like, now I take control.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which,
now
I'm in
control
tonight.
Kids are in
tonight.
Charge, yeah.
Yeah. It's Freaky Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to play a little game I invented.
Oh, okay.
Now, is this a Phantasm type of game or a Jigsaw type of game?
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like a Parker Brothers type of game.
Okay.
Although,
so fewer dead bodies and lost souls. Okay.
Yeah, it is very specific to the Flophouse, though. So,
okay.
Would you even call it Mafloppily?
I would call it Mafloppily. Wow. Okay. That is what it's now called. It's called Mafloppily. That does suggest a certain sort of capitalist element to the game that it does not have.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I'm out.
The game is this. I'm going to... We've frequently talked about how we've done so many episodes of this podcast, and so many of the movies that we watch are bad in unmemorable ways that we forget wholesale movies that we've watched for the Flophouse podcast.
So just to get my wrap my head around it, how many episodes of the show have we done, Dan?
It's around 350
now.
I think we're just short of it when this episode comes out, or maybe this, I can't. Like, we're doing.
See, we've even forgotten how many episodes we've done.
But, yeah, that's including minis, that number?
No, including. Oh. Look, we messed up because for a while we were doing.
We should have just
minutes.
Kept adding. We should have just done the minis as normal numbering.
Yeah, just normal numbering for all of it. So the fact that we've been doing this for 14 years would seem more impressive in the numbering scheme of episodes rather than us having far fewer episodes than podcasts that are younger than us.
We really shouldn't have had 20 different subtitles under which episodes have their own numbering. Yeah. Like Flophouse the Adventure Begins and Flophouse the Adventure Continues. That should just be counted as one series.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So
American Flop Story Asylum and American Flop Story Coven, it's the same show, guys.
I mean, it's the same actors, basically, right?
The
Sarah
Return
Paulson's
and the
amazing.
Gauntlet should have just had been the same thing, but let's okay. This is
hey, wait, Dan, that's my show.
Mafloppily. The whole point is I'm gonna take us down a trip down memory lane, see if you guys can remember the titles of some movies we watched.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is when Alex should loop in, I don't know, some sound, just enough of a sound bite from like, Remember the Time, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Whatever's short enough that we're not going to get sued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we don't get like a Sandman version of Michael Jackson coming up and stealing our queens away.
So the way it's going to work is like this. I've actually put a little more thought into the mechanics of the game than I normally do for these things.
So some...
Yes. I'm going to alternate asking questions to each of you.
Okay.
And so the person I ask will obviously get first shot at answering the question and at the point attached to it. However, if they do not get it, the other person will get a chance to steal.
I like that.
There'll be two rounds of six questions each. That's three for each of you. Okay?
You lost me.
And and one time around, like the rounds will be broken up by a commercial break, and then one time around, you are allowed to ask for a hint. So use your hints, your one per round hints wisely. I have some written up.
Do we have like now a lifeline or a phone a friend or anything?
Yeah. The hints are the lifeline.
Okay.
Mechanic of this game.
When do we get to play our quick turn Quampra cards? That's when the scores are reversed and the rules of the game are abruptly changed.
Yeah.
That will be in round 15, which is unfortunately in a different episode of the show.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. How many whammies are there?
There's no whammies.
Oh, okay.
What you say, no whammy, no whammies.
Yeah, because you're hoping for the ideal utopian society, which is one without whammies. Yeah.
Yeah. If a whammy shows up in this game, we are all fucked. We are all in trouble because I did not.
The thing is, that's the problem with utopias is there's no whammies.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the original novel Utopia. It ends with the traveler saying, "Well, I should stay here," and they said, "We should warn you. There's no whammies." And he says, "Then I shall leave."
Yeah, yeah. That was in the first draft of the script of The Matrix. They're like, "Humanity couldn't accept a world without whammies."
All right. So, this is round one, question one.
They go back. There was that Back to the Future scene where he goes back and kills Hitler, and then he comes back to the present. They go, yeah, but there's no whammies. And he goes, I've got to undo what I've done.
Yeah.
So, Dan, you're saying round one.
Round one, question one. The first one will go to you, Elliot. Now, the way this will work is I have the short synopsis that IMDb gives. We all know. Often not the best synopsis provided on IMDb, but that's part of the fun of the game is the chance of like what movie you get. So in this case...
You know it's going to be a good game when the instructions keep telling you how much fun the game is going to be.
Yep.
When the fun is not self-evident, but has to be explained to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Elliot, the first question goes to you first. The description is, an unstable escaped convict terrorizes a woman who is alone with her two children. What is the name of the Flophouse movie we watched with that plot?
We watched a movie with that plot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Unstable escaped convict. There's a woman alone with two children. It's not. Is it the one? It's not the one with Idris Elba, right? She didn't have children in that, did she?
I cannot give any hints unless you're officially using your hint, and even then, only the hints I already have written out.
Okay, well, I'm not going to use my hint. I'd be foolish to throw that chestnut away so quickly. That advantage. I'm going to say No Good Deed. That's the Idris Elba movie.
You are correct. It is No Good Deed.
Oh, pulled that out of somewhere in the deep reaches of my butt.
So that is 1 point to Elliot in that case.
I mean, to back up, to reinforce the point of the game, until you mentioned that and I started thinking, until you mentioned, told me the summary and I started thinking about it, I did forget we had seen that movie.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
Did I watch it?
You were there, I think.
Yeah. I made
sure. You put
sure
it on your top 10 of the year.
What?
I tried to make sure. I may have made a mistake along the line. I tried to make sure
of
by
the
looking
year?
At the website that that all of these movies were not ones where one of you were gone because of a guest.
What That's year was it?
I don't remember, but you really loved it. You said it was up above all the other releases that year. Yeah.
Oh, so I also forgot to tell you that I have arranged these in reverse chronological episode order.
Wow.
So the earlier ones have been more recent. Theoretically, things will get harder as we proceed.
Wow.
So
they call that the backwards McCoy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In gaming circles.
So, okay, here's one for you, Stuart. A university professor and a team. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's the right one. Sorry. A university professor and a team of students conduct an experiment on a young woman, uncovering terrifyingly dark, unexpected forces in the process.
Fuck. Is that is that like Deadly Lessons, The Adventures of Simon Conjurer?
I'm afraid that was not Deadly Lessons. Elliot, would you like to try and steal this?
I don't remember the title, but I think that's the one where Roger Bart was the professor and it turns out he's the killer at the end.
That is incorrect. This one is, again, pretty vague IMDb summaries, but this one is The Quiet Ones, starring Jared Harris. The Quiet Ones.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. It's a haunted house movie.
All right.
Oh,
so,
man. Jared Harris, his wife is a guest on an upcoming episode of I Know the Owner.
Oh, good synergy, Dan. That's the one where like they're in a house where someone, there were like witches in there at some point or Satanists.
Yeah. I can reveal now that Stuart has mentioned it, the hint would have been Stuart recently had dinner with the lead actor's wife. So,
that's true. Yeah, yeah.
So, yes.
What I like is that's a hint that's good for Stuart and not for the audience.
Mm-hmm. They're like, is it Allegra Riggio / Harris? I don't remember what she goes by.
Okay, well, remember, you are one third of the way through round one. You each have one hint per round. So,
oh, per round? Okay.
Yes, you don't have to be stingy. Just whenever you feel in trouble.
If I don't use my hint, can I redeem it for store credit?
you can save it and redeem it at a later Bullshit Dan game.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So this next one is for Elliot. The summary is, a former sports star who's fallen on hard times starts coaching his son's football team as a way to get his life together. His attempts to become an adult are met with challenges from the attractive football moms who pursue him at every turn. What was the name of that movie?
It's Bad Dad Soccer Dad is what we call it. I assume that it's football meaning soccer. That's the twist you've thrown at me, I assume.
I'm just writing what IMDb had.
It's but what was it called? It's not The Big Green. That's a kid soccer movie. It's not Victory. That's the soccer movie where they play the Nazis. It's not Invictus. That's a different soccer movie about South Africa.
Yeah.
Playing for Keeps?
Is Playing for Keeps. You
Holy shit.
Pulled it out of your brain.
Once again, all I had to do was think of every soccer movie I've ever seen.
Stuart, Elliot now leads you 2-0, but Here's your chance to make up some of that ground.
I'd have to drop a whammy on him.
an angel under the thumb of a ruthless gangster is saved by a trumpet player down on his luck.
This was a particularly memorable one. I don't remember the title.
Damn it. Mickey Rourke's in it.
This is the classic one where he hits on a lady by putting a lemon under a handkerchief and then rolling it down a bar at her.
Oh, man, I don't remember that. Is it... Oh, Passion Play.
It is Passion Play.
Oh, nice. Well done, Stuart.
No scoped that shit, dude.
Okay. I'll tell you right now hints do not carry over. You do not accrue two hints if you don't use them this round. So each of you, I would advise you to just go ahead.
He's gagging for us to use these hints.
I'm just, you know, helping you out with strategy. I'm saying that there's no point in saving them anymore for round one.
I was about to say, thanks for telling us the rules in the middle of the game, but also, like, I would have stopped listening if you were telling us all the rules at the beginning of the game.
Yeah,
so this
thing
is the right way to do it. I thought you could.
I've taught you games before.
All right, so this one is for Elliot again, and it goes like this. Soon after moving into their seemingly idyllic new home, a family learns of a brutal crime committed against former residents of the dwelling. Pretty generic plot.
Very generic. That is a generic plot. You know what? I'm going to live dangerously, and I'm going to use my hint right off the bat.
Well, obviously, we're not listening even then. The hint is...
Wait, not listening. But if you were telling us, use your hints.
But if he uses his
hint... No, I know. I'm saying that you acted as if you didn't know that was your only...
But if he uses his hint,
I was playing along with your
up?
Game.
If he uses his hint, is it all used up, Dan?
It's used up for this round. He gets another
just
one.
So he doesn't get any more...
Again.
He doesn't get to round. Another hint until the next time we play the game?
No, but we do a steal a sign where I can steal your hint if I give the proper nonverbal hand motion signal, which the audience will not
such
see.
Such easy game mechanic. Okay, anyway, the hint, Elliot, is the leads of this movie are married to one another. Does it do anything for you? That's
weirdly, I think I kind of knew that, and it still doesn't help me particularly. How about is it Show Me the Mexican?
No, that's not it. Stuart, you have a name.
It's Daniel Craig and Rachel Weisz, right? And I'm trying to
remember. Oh, now I remember. That was
Ghost House or something.
No.
Dumb.
Dan, can I go back? Can I take that as a hint that Stuart gave me?
No, but if Ghost House is your final answer, you're incorrect.
It's Dream Elliot, House.
Dream
right?
House.
Oh, I forgot
dude,
about that one until you mentioned
I was
Daniel Craig.
Super close.
Yeah,
You were very close. In my defense, I did not remember the plot of Dreamhouse.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's the
Yeah,
major
in my
problem.
Defense, I didn't remember the title.
In my defense, I did not know.
All right. So,
Your Honor, in my defense, yes, I did kill him, but I was very mad.
So, this one is for Stuart. The synopsis is, a rising country music songwriter works with a fallen star to work their way to fame, causing romantic complications along the way.
It's not Crazy Heart, although that's basically the same synopsis.
Yeah.
What? Oh, man. I'll use my hint, please. I will throw my hint in the trash. Used up. Just tell it to me, Dan.
I will give you the hint. The one I have here, you know, is pretty useless, so I'll give you this one. This movie stars Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's true, but it doesn't.
I'm going to take, when Stuart's done, I'm going to take issue with the hint you gave me in the previous question, Dan. Mm. I'm going to ask for a
cool. Gwyneth Paltrow. Man, it's like an American quilt or some trash. I don't remember. I'm going to say it's the Country Bears movie.
It is not that. Elliot.
I don't remember. I think it had Angel in the title.
It did not.
Oh.
What was it?
It was Country Strong.
Country Strong. That's right.
Now, Elliot,
so, Dan, here's my issue. When Daniel Craig and Rachel Weisz made Dreamhouse, they were not married. They fell in love while making that film.
I didn't say that they were married at the time. I just
when you
said
say
the
leads of this movie are married.
Are married. I'm talking about the present tense. They are still married.
I think that was a little bit of verbal trickery, Dan. I think you owe me half a hint at a later question.
I think
question.
You're making – when you assume things, you make an ass – out of Vium.
Okay, well, at the next round, I'm asking for a hint. I don't care what the rules
say. So, what's the scores, Dan? Who's winning the game?
Oh, Dan, I was hoping you would get mad and say, you do get a hint in the next round.
Luckily, I wasn't paying attention, but that was a pretty good troll. going out of the first round, at the end of the first round, that's how they say it, mm-hmm. Elliot has 2 and Stuart has 1.
So no scoring during that round. That was a tough round.
Yeah. I got you on the ropes, Elliot.
I should have remembered Country Strong, except for the fact that until you said Gwyneth Paltrow, I also didn't remember seeing that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the one where they bury a bird. At one point,
yes,
right?
There is a bird involved somehow. That was going to be
soul.
The other.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Hint.
Hi, I'm Annabelle Gurwitch.
And I'm Laura House.
And we're the hosts of Tiny Victories.
My tiny victory is that I sewed that button back on the day after it broke.
We talk about that little thing that you did that's a big deal to you, but nobody else cares.
Did you get that Guggenheim Genius Award?
We don't want to hear from you.
We want little bitty tiny victories.
My tiny victory is a tattoo that I added onto this past weekend.
Let's talk about it.
My victory is that I'm 1 year cancer free, but my tiny victory is that I took all of the cushions off the couch, pounded them out, put them back, and it looks so great.
So if you're like us and you want to celebrate the tiny achievements of ordinary people, listen to Tiny Victories.
It's on every Monday on Maximum Fun.
Well, hello, I'm Renee Colvert.
Hi, I'm Alexis Preston, and we are the hosts of Can I Pet Your Dog?
And we got breaking news, we got an expose, and all the beans have been spilled via an Apple Podcast review that said, this show isn't well-researched. Well, yeah, no duh. Of course it's not. Not since the day we started has it been well-researched. Guessing and anthropomorphizing dogs is what we do.
The Can I Pet Your Dog promise is that we will never do more than 10 seconds of research before telling you excitedly about any dog we see.
I'm going to come at you with top 10 enthusiasm, minimal facts.
We're here for a good time, not an educated time.
So if you love dogs and you don't love research, well, you know what? Come on in to Can I Pet Your Dog podcast every Tuesday on Maximum Fun Network.
So before we move along to round two, a brief commercial break to say this podcast is sponsored in part by BetterHelp Online Therapy. It doesn't matter who you are or what you have, life can be stressful.
Tell me about it.
Stuart, do you want to talk about how stressful life is?
Life is super stressful. I don't want to talk about all the ins and outs of it, but it's been rough for this small business owner, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But I won't tell you, so ignore that part.
Well, I mean, if you're stressed
out, don't let me tell you.
You could probably use the chance to unload and get it out. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased about your life, someone who's not going to judge you or take sides on anything. You'll be surprised at how much it can help. And BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, and it's more affordable than in-person therapy. Why not see if it's for you? This podcast is sponsored in part by BetterHelp, and the Flophouse listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/flop. Have your first session in under 48 hours at betterhelp.com/flop.
Yeah, I mean, I think I speak for all three of us when I say that the Flophouse is big supporters of therapy. Mm-hmm. And if you are interested and you want to give it a go, I would recommend checking it out.
Yes, we've all had times where we're going through rough patches. I'm going through one right now outside of this episode, and I will be getting help myself. So, listeners, you do the same. If it's good enough for me, then it's certainly good enough for you. I'm nothing. So, we should do it. This is one of the issues I'm going to be dealing with.
Elliot's something, everybody.
But no, yeah, the Flophouse are big supporters.
He's something, all right.
Yeah, of therapy in general. And we advise you, if you ever feel like even the slightest twinge of need for it, just go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed. Yep. Don't think twice. Just go ahead and get that help because it's good to get.
But let us return.
It's a lot easier than doing a podcast for 14 years, let me tell you.
To the thrilling... Yeah.
When the best idea we can come up with is, what stuff have we seen? We don't remember. Dan, I'm just joking with you. It's a great idea. I love it, and I think the audience is going to love it, too.
Wow, Dan's erasing some of your points.
Oh, no. It's okay. I hacked into his computer, war game style, and I'm giving myself 100 points. What's this game? Thermonuclear War. I guess I'll just play this right now. Mm-hmm. No! Dan, I didn't know your computer was part of the Pentagon, NORAD, Nuclear Missile Command. I'm sorry.
Well, we have returned for the exciting second and final round of Mafloppily. Again, a name that is misleading.
And just to catch everybody up to speed, it's going to be extra tense because we've already used our hints, folks.
No.
There's no hints left. We really got to rely on the old gray matter. This is the hintless round.
Now for round two, we're going to switch it up. Elliot got to go first.
I guess we're just the outsiders by S.E. Hintless right now because we don't have any hints left.
Elliot got to go first in round one. So Stuart will kick off round two.
If this wasn't such a cutthroat game, I would suggest Elliot get half a point for his S.E. Hintless joke.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you want to. You have to crush your competitor. You can't be so kind.
No, you can't. You can't enjoy their great puns.
No quarter
about YA authors, no matter how classic.
Stuart, here's your synopsis. Strange lights descend on the city of Los Angeles, drawing people outside like moths to a flame, where an extraterrestrial force threatens to swallow the entire human population of the face of the earth.
I'm going to say, I think this is Skyline.
This is Skyline, yes. Episode
nice
77.
Yes.
Movie based on chili.
A movie with a little extra cinnamon in it.
That's their secret?
I wish that was the slogan for a movie. It's the movie with a little extra cinnamon in it.
Elliot.
But it stars like the Randy and Bandy Cinnamon. Like it's there's two of them, so...
Randy and Bandy. Yeah. Okay. So this synopsis for you, Elliot. In Paris, a young employee in the office of the U.S. ambassador hooks up with an American spy looking to stop a terrorist attack in the city.
Is that... I'm going to get the first word wrong. Is that From Paris with Love with John Travolta?
It is From Paris with Love.
I was so worried. I thought I
saw my stealing hand ready to go.
I was worried it was going to be Two Paris with Love. Yeah, I remember that was when John Travolta was like a super suave bald spy, right?
Which would make sense because there's two of them, so Two Paris with Love would work on multiple levels, right?
It could also work as a Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen like when they were kids video, where it's Two Paris and it's like. I went to Paris and you stayed in America and we got to get our parents back together, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So back to Stuart for the next question.
Okay.
An adventurous but naive teenager must rally his group of friends to protect their world from conflict between the Lochne and Nohrin people. This is when things get tough.
Okay, Dan, give me a hint.
The lead character is voiced by Freddie Prinze Jr.
Fuck. Okay. So voiced is he's probably animated. He's probably not a puppet. Okay.
No puppet.
Could be a puppet.
It's, It's probably not Jim Henson's Freddie Prinze Jr. Adventures.
Give me the synopsis one more time.
I'm probably mispronouncing the made-up words in it, but an adventurous but naive teenager must rally his group of friends to protect their world from conflict between the Lochni and Nohrin people.
Fuck. Oh, man, I don't know. Man, I don't know. Like, I'm gonna tap out. I don't know it.
Elliot, do you have a steal?
Dan, can you show me Delgo?
That is Delgo.
God damn it. Didn't I spend most of that movie like face down on your floor?
I mean, it's been so many times at this point.
It was very bad.
Yeah, that was one of our early real stinkers. That was episode 50. Kind of a miserable experience.
We put that in the vault labeled real R-E-E-L stinkers with a Z at the end.
So, Elliot, this next one for you. In an attempt to save his marriage, a firefighter uses a 40-day experiment known as the Love Dare.
Was that fireproof?
That is fireproof.
God damn it.
Ugh, yeah. Wow, that's the one, Elliot, where Kirk Cameron is addicted to internet porn, right?
Uh-huh.
I think you're having the same thing that I had, which is like weirdly the stuff further away I remember better because like we hadn't been so ground down by doing this.
Whereas something like that, The Quiet Ones, I'm like, I don't know, man. And that was still like, what, 6 years ago? But still, yeah. You know. But if you asked me what the episode before last was, I'd be like, cats.
All right, so back to Stuart. This is your last question of
the
game.
Last chance to get on the scoreboard before the final round.
Mm-hmm. No, this is the no.
And remember, Stu, you still have a hint.
Before the no, super extreme final round.
This is the. Whew. Okay, Stuart, a depressed woman.
And after this comes the lightning round.
A depressed woman learns that her husband was killed in a car accident the previous day, then awakens the next morning to find him alive and well at home, then awakens the day after that to find he's dead. What was that movie called?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh. No. Oh, no.
I'm so glad Stuart got this one.
Oh, no.
It's really hurting him. Wow.
No. No.
You got this one, Stu.
It's a common word, a word you might use every day. It's not that common.
Remember, you still got a hint.
I'm going to use my hint, Dan.
No, you don't have a hint anymore. And it wouldn't help you.
Oh, no.
It wouldn't help you. What kind of a hint is that?
I feel like if he doesn't have it, he's not going to get this one.
Show me Memories of Murder.
No, not that. Not
although that
classic.
That title does seem like it would fit the plot, I guess. But
yeah. Allie, do you have a steal on this one?
I think I still have a hint left in this round, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Give me you this hint that's not going to help. Yeah. Well, there's the last question, Dan. So yeah, I'm going to use the hint. What am I saving it for?
Well, maybe this will help, actually.
I can't cash it in for an item of equal or lesser value.
Mm-mm.
Star Sandra Bullock helped this movie actually make around $80 million on a $20 million budget. So not really a flop, but...
Is it Premonition?
It is called Premonition.
Jesus Christ.
That was a very helpful hint. Like, yeah. Dan, that you said this is a normal word, you might have used it today. And the answer was Premonition.
Yeah.
I did go to Coney Island today, so there's a chance.
All right.
Stuart was in part of a brainstorming group thinking up perfume names today, so he might have used Premonition, yeah.
So, all right, final question of the entire game. This one goes to Elliot first. A wealthy young man undergoing heart transplant surgery discovers that the surgical team intend to murder him.
I believe that's Awake.
That is Awake. Wow, Elliot, you almost swept the...
Real quick.
Wow.
Is it possible for me to win the game still?
No, it's not possible.
No, Stu. Okay, so this is when the final round comes up. Dan hasn't told us about it yet.
No,
it's called and it's called All the Marbles.
Look,
and
he is gonna. Yeah.
If I was a good game master, I would have an All the Marbles round. But yeah, all
you'd
I have,
you'd have your Golden Quinch or whatever it is from Quidditch, yeah. where they're like, you can score the regular points or just catch this thing and win instantly. I don't know. What are you gonna do?
Yeah. So Elliot wins with 7-2. And, honestly, I think I would do a more like Stuart if I had to take this quiz.
I mean, Dan, look, Stu, just to get on the show is an impressive
feat. Yeah, no.
You know, just to get past all the rounds of testing. Dan, thanks for making a great game, reminding me of how much time I've wasted watching these stupid movies, and then retaining some knowledge of them in my brain. That's the real question. Why am I doing that?
I guess I'm impressed because at least the first half of the earlier movies we watched, I was so fucking drunk, like. Like, all that stuff is a smear across the pavement of my brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan's room his living room used to be littered with bottle caps and chicken bones by the end of a usual viewing session.
Yeah. It was a magical time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, listeners, for taking this magical, again, I reuse the word, trip down memory lane.
If for whatever reason you feel like I was robbed or the game was rigged against me, you should write in, let Dan know that his game needed a lightning round at the end.
Try and catch me, coppers.
Oh, wow. Dan had a little car ready. Oh, he's driving away. He's going down the street. Oh, wait. He's turning around. He gets out. He's doing a dance. He got out and is doing a dance.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of dabbing. A lot of dabbing.
He's shining him on. Okay, I get it.
Well,
he doesn't understand. That's only going to make them more willing to catch him. They'll put in overtime.
Where's the confetti coming from? Did he set up those confetti cannons ahead of time? Because I can't see where it's falling from.
Yeah, I think he knew I was going to catch him.
Yeah. Well, let's get us all out of here. Thank you to Alex Smith, our producer, for doing such a wonderful job making us sound good, I hope. And I haven't heard it yet. Who knows?
And then he puts a filter on, so we're all like, "Welcome to the Flophouse. I'm Dan McCoy."
That actually sounds
pretty
cool.
Makes it sound real good.
It's the Stewart filter.
Why don't you check out MaximumFun.org for other podcasts? You listen to this one, you might like others, and there's a lot of good ones over there. And
ones that are like organized and like funny and informative.
Organized. I had this spreadsheet. I had rules.
I mean, you're not the disorganized part of this episode.
No. I do like that Dan puts much more organization into the minis than he does into the regular eps, but that's okay. Somebody has to.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show, spread the word. But for now, I've been Dan McCoy.
Hey, it's me, Stuart Wellington, and I'm going to win next time, I promise.
And it's me, Elliot Memory Man Kalen, champion and returning champion, if this ever happens again, of Mafflopoly. That's right, it's the game all America is playing if you are a co-host of this show.
Are they litigious? What is that, Milton Bradley?
I hope not.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.